game tonight, Cam, as far as how you guys play, your evaluation?
My evaluation is we didn't have good ingredients to win. Turning the ball over as many times as we did, giving them layups for scores. You know, in order to win a game like that, you know, you have to protect the football better. And I'm mostly talking to myself with that. The two scores that they did get, you know, they're in, like I said, they were layups for them. You know, getting the ball inside the 20-yard line. A good team like that, you know, that's like I said, that's not good ingredients to win. So we got to just find ways to, you know, curate, you know, better offense, and you know, not put our defense in that type of position.
On the last two drives when they kind of bogged down with the interception and the two incompletions?
They were showing, you know, a specific coverage, zero coverage, but you know, they had a lot of guys honed in to, you know, our key players, Benji as well as C-Mac. So it was a lot of players, and I made the mistake early in the game with just throwing it without knowing what's inside. And you know, I knew the certain look was there, but I didn't know where the defenders were. So, you know, with that, you know, it kind of made me short arm the pass. But we had our opportunities to win, and we didn't. And we didn't make the most of them.
Cam, why those on that second last drive? I think you had a first down at the Eagles 41, and you took three deep shots. Why take? Was it just the look they were giving you?
Yeah, they didn't have a safety. And, you know, we just got to communicate better offensively to be on the same page. And when we do that, I think the outcome is better. But the fact that, you know, that's a great team. We're a good team that we're playing. Playoff caliber football. And I think that was our first dose of that. And, you know, we will be better from it. You know, being put in that position, trying to knock us out of field goal range, trying to knock our momentum off. They did a good job of that. But, you know, we got to mend up with this little mini bye week and, you know, come back ready to play.
Well, you've obviously gone through a concussion before now. Luke in the protocol again. Just your thoughts on him and what he's going through right now?
Well, we need Luke. I know he was out for most part of the game, but, you know, his presence was missed. We kind of had like a little lethargic wave there in the third quarter. We got the ball in the first half, didn't do much with it. Turnover, as a matter of fact. But, you know, as I'm playing the game back, you know, we just got to be better. We got to be better. We got to give our fans better. We got to give ourselves better. You know, it's two losses, you know, and home that, you know we're better than the product that we put out there on that field. You know, it's no excuses for short weeks. You know, Coach mentioned, a lot of players mentioned, you know, we can't feel sorry for ourselves, and we don't. You know, we got to be better. We will be better moving forward, and that's the confidence that I have.
Yeah, on that last pick, who were you throwing that for, and was there any kind of miscommunication between you and
the receiver? Well, it was. We just wasn't on the same page. I actually came off from another defender. I was trying to throw it to Benji. We weren't on the same page, and it showed.
The running game is such kind of a calling card of this team. To see Jonathan struggle now for a couple weeks, how jarring is that?
Well, we got to find ways to get him going. Like I said, that's part of that lethargicness that I was mentioning. A team that's heavily favored to run the football, that's who we are. That's Panthers football. We got to find ways to get that running game going and just get Stu involved.
What did you see? Was it game planning or just him being the open guy on oftentimes with McCaffrey? What did you see from his performance tonight?
It wasn't his performance. It was just offensively. You know, we just got to be better, do better. That's personnel, that's players, that's coaching, that's everybody. You know what? You know, at times we did play complimentary football, but we didn't do enough. We didn't do enough. A game like this, you know, very scrappy, very stingy type game, you know, third and shorts, we have to convert, you know, just get that momentum rolling that we're capable of. We went up 10-3, and, you know, they get their touchdown on a turnover by us. That can't happen. You know, we just got to be better, understand championship football at its finest. Learning from it and being better from it.
The success on the road and struggling a little bit at home, is there anything you can kind of put your finger on in terms of why that may be? Or?
I think that's the most frustrating part about this whole thing is we got to find ways to use our edges, you know, in our favor. The fact that we're at home and we had two costly losses, you know, that's something we just got to go back to the drawing board and fix. You know, like I say, our fans deserve better. We deserve better players because I see the preparation that's going in. And, we don't have nobody to blame but ourselves. We just got to, you know, I don't want to sound depressing. And I know I'm coming off like that, you know, but just as a whole, man, you know, we're in a good position right now. That was a good team that we played tonight. And we just got to find ways to win those type of games, these type of tough grinding out games.
And on a positive note, you've thrown two touchdowns to McCaffrey in the past 2 weeks. Kind of talk about how your relationship with him is progressing through this season.
It's growing. It's growing. His role is growing with the guys that we are missing. But, you know, stating the obvious, as a whole, as an offense, you know, we just got to be better. You know, we got to pick up the pieces that aren't falling our way right now. We got to get certain guys involved more, and we just got to be more efficient on offense. And as a whole team, we just got to play complementary football, and that's going to come.